Hi, this is Kathy Kruger.
And this is Jonah Treibwasser.
Welcome to another edition of Radio Rotary, sponsored by local Rotarians, your friends dedicated to service.
Each week we chat with your neighbors about great things happening in your community and around the world. People sharing ways to improve your life.
And Jonah, today we have a very special guest. We have Keith O'Hanlon, and he's going to be talking to us about Santa's visits to help local food pantries.
Well, that's fabulous. Keith O'Hanlon, welcome to Radio Rotary.
Thank you.
Well, it's a shame we're on radio only because, folks at home, he really looks the part. He really looks like Santa, straight off the old Coca-Cola commercials. And Keith, that beard is real, right? That's you.
Yes, this is 110% real, and I am reminded of it when my four-month-old grandson wraps his fingers in it and tugs.
So, tell us, how'd you get started being Santa's number one helper?
It started back in 2015 when Angela Flesland, she's a former county legislator, and she has historically done the Adopt-A-Vet for Christmas every year, where veterans who are financially strapped are sponsored by families, and she brings the veterans to Liberty Station in Poughkeepsie, and the gifts get passed out. And she needed a Santa Claus, and she reached out to me because of obviously this big white bushy thing on my chin.
Right.
And I said, I've never done anything like this before. Excuse me. She said, Keith, I have a suit for you. Please, you have to do it. I need you. So I said, well, okay.
And that's what he does. Yes.
And I walked into Liberty Station all dressed up and just started to walk down the hallway and said, oh, ho, 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 and a Merry Christmas to all. And this little girl about 8 years old came running down the hallway and just put a bear hug around my waist.
Oh, isn't that lovely?
Yeah, it makes you want to cry.
And, you know, I can't explain. I can't expect anyone to understand. But I swear to the good Lord Jesus, something took me over.
No kidding.
And I just felt like, hey, I've got this. And then the very first little girl that sat in my lap, she was about 4 years old, really cute little kid with a pacifier stuck in her mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And I just looked at her and I said, and I don't know where this came from. It was like somebody's feeding me the lines.
Right.
I said, my child, I'll bet you have a beautiful smile, but Santa can't see it with that thing stuck in your mouth. Well, she immediately yanked out that pacifier and she gave me the most beautiful smile. I said, and now you can tell Santa what you'd like for Christmas. That's when I knew that it was my destiny to do this.
So from that beginning of doing that first Santa Claus appearance, where else have you done it? I know that you like to go to food banks and other places of need, but give us a broad overview of the kind of places that you've been.
Well, let's see. I've done it historically for the Vet-to-Vet Christmas party.
And Keith, can I interrupt you for a second, please?
Sure.
Keith needs to tell everybody that he is a vet himself. So this is something mm-hmm. very, very dear to his heart. So, yeah.
Yes. Santa has USMC tattooed on his left shoulder.
So where else besides veterans groups?
Well, I've done it for private people that have asked me to come to their home. And of course, yes, there is a small string attached. My fee is a bag of non-perishable food.
That's terrific, which, yeah. Of course, you bring to a food bank. You donate to a food bank, right?
Yes. Our Pleasant Valley Food Pantry here, the Pleasant Valley Ecumenical Food Pantry, from COVID on and post-COVID, it really didn't slack off. You know, we're feeding more than twice as many people as we were feeding pre-COVID, right, Kathy?
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
And Kathy, and the Pleasant Valley Rotary Club, of which you are a star member, is involved in that food pantry, is it not?
Yes, we do. We help out with Stuff the Buses whenever we can. And Keith has helped us with that. He'll tell you a little bit more about that. I'll give him that opportunity. But and then just, you know, some of us will go and help unload a truck, you know, when the food comes and stock the shelves. And once or twice, three times, if I'm very, very lucky, I even get to help pack up the bags on a Wednesday night to give out to the wonderful families that come. So it's just a really, It's a great experience to help out at a food pantry.
Our guest on Radio Rotary is Keith Hanlon, and he is Santa's number one helper. He appears as Santa Claus for places in need, veterans' homes, and food pantries. And Keith, where else have people had the pleasure of seeing you play Santa?
You know, I have done it for veterans groups, of course. I've done it for the City of Poughkeepsie PBA. I have a daycare center now that calls me every year. One of the employees there is a good friend of mine, and she always reaches out to me. And they also, you know, they tell all the parents of the children to bring non-perishable food that they donate to our food pantry. It's wherever I'm called, wherever I'm needed. I've been out on a Christmas tree farm, any place and every place. And you see, I don't call me arrogant, but I don't consider myself Santa's helper.
Okay.
I consider myself St. Nicholas because I allowed myself to be filled with the Spirit.
There you
well,
go.
Well, I only say that because in case there are young children listening at this early hour of the morning on a Sunday, we don't want to disabuse them of the notion that Santa is real.
He sure
but,
is.
Keith Hanlon is the very spirit and embodiment of Santa Claus. And he's telling us how he will appear at various events, especially those run by charities. And the only thing he asks is that you bring non-perishable food so you can bring it back to the Pleasant Valley Food Bank. Keith, what are you doing when you're not being Santa?
Well, I'm finishing a term as a town councilman in Pleasant Valley. I decided that one term was enough, and I feel that politics should not be a career. Politics are public service.
Right.
I was asked to run for a second term, but, well, excuse me. You know, I decided that it was time to step aside and give someone else a chance.
And I think Santa is much better suited for you. Do you like that joke, suited for you?
All right. Okay.
Yes.
It's pretty bad. Yeah.
Well, speaking of your work with food pantries, it's time for Kathy Kruger to tell us who keeps us fed and who keeps our stockings full by sponsoring Radio Rotary this week.
Well, Jonah, Radio Rotary is sponsored by NBT Bank, Third Eye Associates, Hunt and Harvest Caterers, Rise, Online Marketing Strategies, and by the Rotary Clubs of Brewster, Carmel, Goshen Highland, Hyde Park, Kingston, Liberty, Millbrook, Nanuet, Greater Newburgh, and New City, New York.
We're back with more of Radio Rotary and our terrific guest, Keith O'Hanlon, right after these important messages, so stay tuned.
Hi, this is Tony Marmo from Norman Staffing, and we've been bringing together employers and job seekers since 1980. If you're an employer and have job vacancies, let Norman Staffing help fill them with permanent or temporary workers. We screen, interview, and recommend the best candidates for your company. We make the employment process easier and faster for you. Please call Norman Staffing for your employment needs at 338-9111, 338-9111, or normanstaffing.com.
Hi, I'm Meg Mullins from the Mark Foundation, supporting the Mid-Hudson Addiction Recovery Community. Our mission is prevention of and recovery from substance misuse. Among our projects, we fund scholarships for therapists, transitions from community housing, and the Overdose Awareness Memorial located on the Dutchess County Rail Trail. Visit our website at mark-foundation.org to learn more or to make a donation.
You're listening to 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM. And there's more of this week's Radio Rotary Show coming up.
What I'm looking for in a bank is one that's looking out for me, like NBT. I want a relationship and a team that supports me in my dreams. And when life gets challenging, I need a bank that's focused on what matters. Not to mention one that's been top rated by Forbes in trust, customer service, financial advice, and more. That's why when it comes to meeting my banking needs, it's always NBT. Learn more at nbtbank.com. Member FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
Are there wedding bells in your future? Hi, this is Rotarian Cindy Kish. Hunt and Harvest is a full-service catering company covering the Hudson Valley, Connecticut, the Berkshires, New York City, and beyond. Although we specialize in wedding celebrations, we are also available for all of your special occasions. We recently opened Hunt and Harvest Provisions, a place where you can purchase our handmade products, prepared meals, and desserts, as well as specialty grocery items. We are conveniently located in the village of Millbrook at 18 Washington Avenue. Contact us today at provisions.hunt.harvest@gmail.com. That's provisions.hunt.harvest@gmail.com.
Subscribe to the Radio Rotary Podcast and never miss an episode. We are on every popular podcast platform, including iTunes, Spotify, and Google Podcasts. Subscribe to the Radio Rotary Podcast today.
COVID-19 is still extremely active across our country, and the newest strain is very aggressive. That's why the CDC and other medical professionals are recommending that everyone get the latest COVID booster. If you have COVID tests at home, check the use-by date on the package. They're probably expired, and you should get new ones. And if you haven't gotten a flu shot, the CDC highly recommends you get one. A lot of people have gotten the flu and the latest COVID strain at the same time, and they all say you do not want to experience that. Be safe for yourself and protect your family and friends at the same time. Get your COVID booster and flu shots this week.
Welcome back to Radio Rotary. This is Jonah Treibwasser. With me is my co-host, Kathy Kruger, who's been a good girl, and Santa knows it because she's going to introduce Santa to us. Kathy, take it away.
Thank you, Jonah. Today, I love this man that we're talking to. I mean, I love Santa, but we're talking with Keith O'Hanlon today, and he's talking about Santa's visits and how they're helping the local food pantries. And he's going to do a little like recap for us, tell us how he got started, and then how it became such a big thing for so many communities to have Santa come and help out at food pantries too.
Before Keith, before you remind us how he got started, for those who tuned in late, I got to tell people, this radio, you can't see him. He is the spitting image of Santa Claus, right off that old Coca-Cola tray that you may have seen in antique shows when they first envisioned Santa Claus with the red outfit and the beard. This is Keith O'Hanlon. Keith, so yes, just remind people very briefly how you got started.
Well, I got started by being invited by Angela Fleslin, who ran the Adopt-A-Vet for Christmas every year, which is, you know, veterans and families that are financially strapped being adopted and bought gifts by other families. And she needed a Santa Claus. And yes, I was reluctant. 2 minutes into my first appearance, I knew that it was my destiny to do it. You know, here I am.
Took some cute little girls.
Yes.
And you've done it for food banks. You've done it where else now, Keith?
I've done it also to raise money and food for veterans. And I've, you know, I've showed up for wherever I was asked. And actually, the word started to spread fast. Once a few pictures popped up on Facebook, one person would say, "Hey, I need a Santa Claus." And somebody else would be, "Oh, contact Keith O'Hanlon." And the next thing I knew, I was famous.
Yes. And Keith, one of the things that you are famous for is that your payment for coming out of Santa Claus is non-perishable food for the food bank, right?
Yes. And if somebody, you know, folks have also written a check to the food pantry, and, you know, if people actually, if they try to just hand me cash, I shy away. I tell them that I'll feel better if you write a check to the Pleasant Valley Ecumenical Food Pantry.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's terrific, Keith. It really is. And now would be a good time to let people know how they can contact you if they do want probably the best looking Santa Claus I've ever seen to come to their event. And again, all you have to do is make sure you make a donation to the food pantry or bring some non-perishable food. How do people get a hold of you, Keith?
Well, they can quite simply get a hold of me on Facebook, Keith O'Hanlon.
Spell right, your last name, Keith, just so everybody knows how to spell your last name.
Okay. My name is spelled, first name is K-E-I-T-H. A lot of people swap the I and the E.
Is that right?
Because they think I before E, but it's K-E-I-T-H. And my last name is spelled capital O apostrophe, capital H-A-N-L-O-N.
And that's on Facebook. And folks, don't take, get a pencil and paper. We'll be sure Keith repeats that in the next portion of the program.
So, Keith, what was, you know, I've seen you now at different food pantries. How did that start? When you, did food pantries ask you? Did you volunteer? How did you get involved in doing like stuff? We call them stuff the buses, or I'll get to in a minute, the stuff the truck, you know, or fill up the truck. And we'll talk about your special truck. But how did you get involved in that?
Well, actually, I started that on my own because I saw a need, and I saw that a lot of the things I was doing for veterans, I, you know, saw that Vet to Vet was bringing in really good funds. You know, I got to credit Andrew O'Grady at MHA running the program that, you know, they were doing well. Something tapped on the back of the old man's head and said, we have people in town that need to get fed. So I just undertook that on my own and started to say, look, if you want to pay me with food.
That's tremendous, really.
And then, Jonah, something you don't know about Keith, he can explain to you in a minute. The sleigh, you know, if we don't have snow, we have to have something else in, you know, to get the food out to the food pantries mm-hmm. when people bring them. And so Keith has a very special vehicle that he uses that we have filled up to take to our food pantry during a food at like Acme when we're here in Pleasant Valley. And I'm sure when he's other places too. But he has a lovely truck that we fill up for the food pantries. Keith, tell us about your truck.
Well, my truck is a 1970 M35A2 military deuce and a half truck. It's a 10-wheeler and was actually manufactured for the government by Kaiser Jeep. You know, back when Jeeps were still made by Kaiser and not Chrysler.
Right.
And I call her Lucy Deucey because she's a deuce and a half. And actually, the gentleman I bought the truck from had named her that, and I promised him that I would keep the name.
Is it still painted army green?
It's actually NATO camouflage.
Oh, okay. All right.
But
so
it's,
when Santa arrives, he means business.
Yes, he does.
Yes.
And it looks really very impressive when it sits in the parking lot of a grocery store when you're trying to, you know, get people to donate to the food pantry. It's extremely impressive.
Now, yes, Keith, I'm sure, Keith, you've had a lot of interesting requests from kids sitting on your lap as Santa Claus. What are some of the more interesting requests and maybe some of the more touching requests that you've had from kids?
Well, actually, surprisingly, never really had a pull at the heartstrings request from a mm-hmm. child.
Yeah.
I have had them from adults.
Yeah, is that right?
Yes. Those I will not divulge because a lot
sure.
of them were very personal.
Okay.
Understood.
And very painful. But I have something special that I do for children and for adults. I tell them to grasp my cloak and close their eyes
mm-hmm.
and make a very special Christmas wish for someone that they love, somebody that needs. And that if they believe in my magic and my spirit, the Lord Jesus will grant their wish.
Mm. Again, forget it. If you know me, I get all teary-eyed when I hear these things. So that's lovely. That is really, really lovely. And then I wanted in their next segment coming up too, Keith, I want you to get into some of the helpers that you bring with us, because I know you have a Mrs. Claus, and I know that you have elves that you bring too. So they're very helpful, and they're wonderful, wonderful people, and I'd like to hear a little bit about them too.
Yes, they are. And you know, Terry Brundage, who has been my partner for almost 20 years, she decided that it was time to morph into Mrs. Claus. And she did go out, you know, buy all her own clothing and everything. And she has really done well with the children.
And we'll find out more about visits from Santa and Mrs. Claus after these messages, so stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Rotarian Susan Simon of Third Eye Associates. Rotarians devote themselves to caring for others. Sometimes we forget to care for ourselves, especially when it comes to planning for our future. At Third Eye Associates, we provide fee-only financial life planning, financial transition planning, and wealth management strategies to help you integrate your life and your money. ThirdEyeAssociates.com for more information, or call us at 845-752-2216. That's 845-752-2216.
Hi, I'm Krista Hines, Executive Director of Hudson River Housing, a local nonprofit dedicated to helping communities in the Mid-Hudson Valley thrive. We believe that everyone deserves the opportunity to live in safe and affordable housing. No matter what your housing concern may be, you can count on us for assistance. Maybe you're looking to buy your first home and don't know where to start, or possibly seeking an affordable apartment to rent for you and your family. Or perhaps you found yourself in need of safe and supportive shelter with a compassionate team committed to helping you overcome the challenges of homelessness. We're here to help every step of the way. Please visit us online at hudsonriverhousing.org or call us today at 845-454-5176. Again, that number, 845-454-5176.
You're listening to 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM. And there's more of this week's Radio Rotary Show coming up.
Don't let mental health stigma keep you from living your best life. This is Andrew O'Grady from MHA of Dutchess County, and there is help. Did you know that 25% of the population deal with anxiety or depression? That's a lot of people. You're not alone. If you have the flu, you would call your doctor. Let's start doing the same when it comes to your mental health. It's time to get on the path to mental wellness. Contact Mental Health America of Dutchess County at 845-473-2500. Let us help you live your best life.
This tree was never chopped down because this crutch never needed to be carved, because these legs never grew weak, because this child never got polio. Over the past 20 years, Rotary Club members have helped immunize over 2 billion children against polio. But we need your help. Thanks to an historic matching grant from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, every dollar Rotary raises will work twice as hard to make sure vaccines reach the people who need it, to protect the children of the world against polio forever. This is an opportunity to end polio now. Visit rotary.org/endpolio. Rotary, humanity in motion.
Hi, this is Kathy Kruger, producer of Radio Rotary. If you are listening now, so are your customers. You can advertise on Radio Rotary for as little as $25 per week. Call me, Kathy Kruger, at 845-702-4410 for full details, or email me at info@radiorotary.org. That's info@radiorotary.org.
It was 4 a.m. on a Friday morning when I was woken up by a phone call. I found out that a longtime friend had killed himself. There's a stigma in this world that men can't talk. But listen, if you're a man and you've got a weight on your shoulders and you think the only way to solve it or escape it is by killing yourself, please speak to someone. I'd rather have my friend cry on my shoulder than go to his funeral. So please, let's get rid of this stigma and men start talking to each other.
Suicidal behaviors have become a crisis in America. If you or someone you know are struggling with challenges and they're affecting your life or their life, get help from a licensed mental health professional. We know you've heard it for years. Help is available, but that's really true. Talk to family, talk to friends, or contact the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 800-273-TALK. That's 800-273-8255. Learn to listen to others and recognize the signs of suicide.
Welcome back to Radio Rotary. It's Jonah Treeboss, and with me is Kathy Kruger, who's going to introduce our terrific guest.
Yeah, we have a very special guest today. We have Keith O'Hanlon, and he's going to be talking, he has been talking to us, and he's going to talk a little bit more about how he's brought more people in to help him, help our local food pantries by being Santa's helper, by being anything you want to be. But yeah, he's the tradition, the real traditional, I should say, Santa. So Keith, we're so happy to have you, and so happy what you do for all the food pantries and for the vets. And I should let everybody know that you are a vet yourself. You're a former Marine. And
there's no such thing as a former Marine. I was told
that
by my uncle once.
That's true.
Once a
That's
Marine,
right.
Always a Marine.
Yes.
We are Marines for all time and eternity, and we do guard the streets of heaven.
Yeah. Oh, I like that. So Keith, tell us now. I know we asked you a little bit about it at the last segment. You've got Mrs. Class now. You've got Terry with you. And I know the kids love her. And then you bring a couple other little friends with you, too.
Yes. Barbara Oakes and her sister, Kelly Kelsey, who have also been involved with the Pleasant Valley Food Pantry. They went out and bought some very nice elf costumes too out of their own pockets, and they have, you know, okay, they're on the short side, not to pick on short people, Kathy, but
you better not.
But it sure does come in handy when you're an elf. And they are really wonderful with the children, and they actually help me because they're right on top of all the new toys. And when a child asks for something, then I'm like, what is he talking about? Oh, yeah, one of those. Yeah, we can get you that. I'm like, thank you.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because it's Santa. You got a lot of toys you have to know about, so it can be difficult. You need a little help there.
Well, I have a behind-the-scenes question for Santa. Keith, how long did it take you to grow that magnificent white beard?
Well, actually, and Kathy can attest to it because she does see me year round. I actually trim it down late winter, early spring every year, and it comes right back.
Yeah. It's amazing.
You look the part. I said, folks at home.
You see, that's why I'm telling you.
Yeah.
There are other powers here. I do not question them. I do what the Lord Jesus tells me, and I leave it at that.
And the hair too that goes with the beard is just perfect. You know, because it's your Santa's hair, and it's just and. Last year, I know you were in a newspaper article. You were interviewed, and I showed
that was actually 2 years ago.
2 years ago? Okay.
Yes, that was 2021.
Yeah, I showed it to my grandchildren, and they did not believe me that, number one, I knew you, and number two, that was your beard and your hair. And I said, that's the real guy, guys. Believe it or not, it is. And boy, they were extremely impressed that I knew.
Keith, now would be a good time. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Keith.
Well, there's another thing. Joni, you mentioned Coca-Cola.
Yes.
You know, and to me, the Coca-Cola Santa is so lame.
So what now?
So lame.
Oh, lame.
No, he's wonderful.
I'm talking about the antique trays that you see every once in a while in an antique store. Original depiction.
Yes, but to me, that suit doesn't do St. Nicholas justice.
Oh,
Mine has a longer cloak.
Oh, all right.
It's beautiful. Yeah.
Nice more gold trim. And, you know, it's a little more that leans back towards, say, the Victorian and European touch.
Right.
The Father Christmas British
version. Yes.
Oh,
definitely.
All right.
Or, yes. Because to me, I don't know that. Coca-Cola red suit just doesn't do St. Nicholas justice.
All right. So if you folks at home would like the real Santa Claus to come to your event, reach out to Keith O'Hanlon. And Keith spells his name KEITHO'HANLON and on Facebook. And Keith, remind the people the only remuneration, cost to them is?
Non-perishable food. Or if they prefer, they can give me a check made out to the Pleasant Valley Ecumenical Food Pantry.
So, Keith, how many appearances do you make in Christmas season? Are we talking about dozens, hundreds?
Well, not hundreds.
Yeah.
You know, Jesus has given me a lot of Christmas magic, but he has not yet divulged to me how to be in two places at once. So, I probably do wind up making as many as a dozen.
And that's just like basically from Thanksgiving to Christmas, though, too, right? Because I know you're booked every weekend. So if people want to get a hold of you, they got to get a hold of you early.
Yes, because there's one fellow, Robert Blum, who owns Hudson Valley's Best, and he now has two locations, one in Hopewell and one in Beacon. He always contacts me before Halloween.
Ah, right. And Jonah, I have to say, too, Santa's going to be visiting our historical society in Pleasant Valley.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, and he'll be there for our Festival of Lights. And so it's lovely to have him there to be able to talk to the kids and hand out candy canes to them before our parade begins.
And when is that going to be?
Well, it'll be after we air our show, but you know, it's we always have our Festival of Lights in Pleasant Valley the first weekend in December, and we have our Santa, our very own Pleasant Valley Santa, and Keith. So it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun.
And I'd like to maybe add that, you know, it's nice for me to get donations, but for folks that can't afford it, and I've been there, nothing is required. If you need me, I'll be there.
Well, that's terrific of you. Keith, have you ever had an opportunity to go to a children's ward in a hospital? You want to add that to your repertoire?
I would be happy to add it. I've never been asked, but I certainly would be happy to accommodate.
So in the minute we have left, Keith Hanlon, tell people how they can reach you and give us at least one ho, ho, ho.
All righty. Well, you can reach me on Facebook, Keith O'Hanlon. Message me and I will respond to you quickly. And I'll do whatever I can to accommodate you. And as far as Santa Claus goes, and a Merry Christmas to you all.
And a Merry Christmas to you, Santa. And thanks, Keith O'Hanlon, for everything you do to make the holidays bright and cheerful. And thanks for joining us today on Radio Rotary. Yeah. And Kathy, who do we have to thank for bringing us Radio Rotary this week?
We are so thankful to Mental Health America of Dutchess County, the Mark Foundation, Norman Staffing, Hudson River Housing, and the Rotary Clubs of New Paltz, Patterson, Pearl River, Pleasant Valley, Poughkeepsie, Arlington, Ramapo Valley, Red Hook, Rhinebeck, Southern Ulster, Suffern, Wallkill East, Wappinger Falls, Warwick Valley, and the Rotary E-Club of District 7210.
For my co-host Kathy Kruger and our production director Randy Turner, this is Jonah Treebwasser thanking you for tuning in and inviting you to join us again next week at this very same time for another edition of Radio Rotary. And don't forget our website, RadioRotaryNow.org.